Today's scripture reading is from Luke chapter 1, verse 5 to 21.
今日嘅经文系《路加福音》嘅第一章第五到二十一节。
We will read this responsibly, first in English, then in Chinese.
我哋会用回应嘅方式嚟阅读，先用英文，再用中文。
In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. He was chosen by lot according to the custom of the priesthood to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing at the right side of the altar of incense. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born." And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit of power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple."
现在我们用中文来读出，你可以用广东话，也可以用普通话。路加福音第一章第五到二十一节。当犹太王希律的时候，亚比亚班里有一个祭司，名叫撒加利亚，他妻子是亚伦的后人，名叫以利沙伯。只是没有孩子，因为以撒利伯不生育，两个人又年纪老迈了。照祭司的规矩祭签，得进主殿烧香。有主的使者站在香坛的右边，向他显现。天使对他说：撒加利亚，不要害怕，因为你的祈祷已经被听见了。你的妻子以尼沙伯要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫约翰。他在主面前将要为大，淡酒浓酒都不喝，从母腹里就被圣灵充满了。他必有以利亚的心智能力，行在主的面前，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转向义人的智慧，又从主预备合用的百姓。 天使回答说，我是站在神面前的加百列，奉差而来对你说话，将这好信息报给你。百姓等候撒加利亚，差异他许久在殿里。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
主保守听到同说话的人。
Today's message is given by Reverend Raymond Sito. The title is "Are You Ready?"
现在我们请司徒石文牧师为我们讲道。你准备好了吗？
早晨。
Yeah, as you can tell, I'm a little bit under the weather, but my mask. I'm taking it off right now, though, so I can talk.
牧师今日有呢排有啲唔舒服，不过佢讲到时候将个口罩会攞走。
Yeah, thank you for having me over here.
多谢大家可以牧师喺度，今日可以喺音乐堂讲道。
It's been a while.
有一段时间啦，已经。
Still see, praise God, I still see a lot of familiar faces.
感謝神可以見到好多熟嘅面孔。
And also good to see is like new faces too. Or it could be my memory's going.
都係有啲新嘅面孔，不過可能牧師嘅記憶有可能唔記得咗。
Can you guys hear me okay? You might need to turn up the mic. My voice is not good today.
聽唔聽到牧師講咧？如果唔係要個
Yes, thank you. Yeah. So, as we're worshiping this morning, this morning was like the 28th or 29th of December, right? 29th, yeah. We're on the verge of a new year.
今日已經係十月二十九號啦。我哋今日崇拜已經咁臨近新嘅一年啦。
Yeah, in a few days.People all around the U.S., actually around the world, will be celebrating a new year.
再过几日，全国或者全世界各地人咧，都会去庆祝新年嘅开始。新年嘅开始。
They'll be counting down the minutes. You know, they'll show the minutes on TV. And in New York, especially, you guys know, waiting for that ball to drop in Times Square.
咁每個人都開始倒數啦，可能每分鐘倒數，特別喺紐約有個蘋果一個波會跌落嚟。
But the question I want to raise this morning is, are you prepared for the new year?
不過牧師今日提出一個問題，你係咪已經準備好新年嘅嚟到咧
？No one knows the future.
冇人知道未來係乜嘢。
Only the Lord knows, our Heavenly Father.
只有神，只有天父知道。
And then as I was thinking about that, my Heavenly Father reminded me that He does tell us how it all ends.
當牧師諗嘅時候，其實天父有同牧師講，其實天父已經講到將來會發生啲咩事情。
If you get a chance, you could always look at the last book of the Bible, Revelation.
如果你有機會可以睇聖經最後一本書《啟示錄》。
And in the very big picture, we see that God wins at the end.
喺一個好大局的角度来看，你会知道神是最终得胜的。
And that's a good thing. God wins. We want God to win. The good guys win.
这是一个好事。我们是知道神会得胜，一个好的神会得胜。
But what's going to happen between now and then?
不过在现在和最后当中会发生什么事呢？
It's not always easy to tell.
这个不是很容易讲的。
And you don't always, it's not always like God will reveal to you what's going to happen in the next few days or even in the next year.
如果不是成日，神不会成日，即是会告诉你，将会在这几日或者几年会发生什么事。
But as you just read in God's word, there's this one instance where God does show someone what's going to happen within the coming year for him.
啱讀完嘅路加福音嗰段經文，其實神咧其實會真係對一個人會講將會發生啲咩事情。
And And this message isn't just for him, it's for you and me.
这个信息不是只是给撒加利亚一个人，其实对于我和你都是有关系的。
And in fact, God has a lot to say in his word, the Bible, scripture, that is for you and me. Everything in there is for you and me.
不过不单止一段经文，其实在圣经里面，每一段经文都是对于你和我是有关系的。
And in our passage today about Zechariah, it's a cautionary tale of doubting.
然后不今日嗰个经文咧，系讲到撒加利亚佢一个系怀疑嘅一怀疑神嘅话嘅一个经文。
Yeah, especially when God has a message for you.
特别神有一个信息俾你。
And it's not in my notes here, but I just want to say this is that whenever you read God's word, the Bible, it's the Heavenly Father speaking to you.
其实每一次你读圣经的话，神天父是对你自己讲说话。
So whenever you always wonder, you know, is God speaking to me? Open up your Bible, whether it's on your phone or tablet or the old school Bible, and start reading.
无论你几时怀疑神是想神会讲同你讲话咧，其实你可以打开你嘅圣经，无论系嗰啲硬本嘅圣经啊，系一个电子版圣经都好。
Yeah, God is speaking to you just like he was speaking to Zechariah in our passage today.
好似今日嘅经文讲，神系对我哋每个人自己讲说话，好似二千年前神对撒加利亚讲话咁样。
And what do we know about Zechariah?
我哋对于撒加利亚一个人知道系乜嘢咧？知道佢有乜嘢咧
？There's a lot of there's a few good things about him that we see.
有几件好嘅，即系好嘢系关于撒加利亚，我哋可以知道嘅。
God says this about Zechariah. He's righteous before God.
喺圣经里边讲，佢系无可指责嘅。
If you look at verse 6, it says he walked blamelessly.Both him and his wife Elizabeth, in all the commandments of the Lord.
在第六节他就咁讲啦，他们二人， yes. 他们二人在神面前都是义人，二人在神面前都是义人，遵行主的一切诫命礼仪，没有可指责的。
How would you like God to say that about you? Isn't that wild?
如果神同你咁讲，你会觉得点咧？
But when God says that about Zechariah and Elizabeth, does that mean that they're sinless?
神同撒加利亚同埋以利沙伯咁讲，系咪佢哋两个都系冇犯罪咧
？No, they're sinners just like you and me.
佢哋都系罪人，好似你同我一样。
And many of you know that passage in Romans 3, saying that for all have sinned, then that's you and me together.
好似罗马书第三章23节上半句咁，但系佢讲过，因世人都犯罪，就亏缺了神的荣耀。
But rather that statement that they were righteous before God.Is kind of like a general statement about their character in that they did their best to live according to God's ways. But at the same time, they're trusting in the promises of God, of a coming Savior. That's why he was in the temple.
好像那段经文讲话他都是义人的意思，其实总体来讲，其实是说他在他的行为性格上呢，是尽力按照神的方式去生活，然后得到神的怜悯，然后得到神的救主应许。
Like all the things they did in their temple worship back then pointed to the promised Savior that God is going to bring to them.
由所有喺圣殿里边嘅崇拜，其实系指住嚟紧将要嘅救主。
And it's pretty incredible, like down to the details of the architecture of the temple and the different sacrifices they would offer at certain times. They all pointed to a coming Savior.And the Israelites, the Jews, they're aware of it every time they participated in temple worship.
就係好似嗰個聖殿嘅結構，每一個喺結構上邊嘅，同每一個嘅崇拜嘅一個詳細事情，其實都係指住將要嚟嘅救主。
But this Savior has been at least relatively speaking, it's been a long time. They've been waiting a long time.
但呢個救主嚟講。对于当时的以色列人，是他们已经等了一段很长的时间了。
Hundreds of years.
几百年，几个百年。
But the U.S. isn't even 300 years old yet. And it's been quite long. And now, in our text, Zechariah receives this message from an angel saying, hey, this Savior is coming soon.
And
guess what, Zechariah? You're going to have a son, and he's going to prepare the way of the Lord, the Savior coming, to save the people.
做个天使会同撒加利讲话， 咦, 你有个仔将来地是为主, 预备道路。
If you have a regular Bible, a text, a physical Bible, in the little title there, a lot of times it says, the birth of John the Baptist foretold.
然后呢, 如果你有一本旧的圣经, 它有个, 标题就是, 施洗约翰的出生。
And the job or the ministry of John the Baptist, Zechariah's future son, was to prepare the way of the Lord, the Savior.
施洗約的事工呢, 就撒加利亞的兒子呢, 其實是為主預備道路。
And if you look at other Old Testament texts, this Savior wasn't just any Savior.
如果你在舊約裡面看呢, 這個救主不是一般的救主。
There's different places in the Old Testament that refers to the Savior as the Heavenly Father.
因為在舊裡面, 救主的詞呢, 可能指著是天父。
So this Savior, this Christ, this Messiah that's going to come, there's indication that he's going to be, or he is, the one true God, God in flesh coming to save the people.
这个救主其实基督呢, 其实讲到圣子他会是道成肉身来到世界上。
And John had this privilege, this calling, this ministry, to prepare the way for God to come amongst his people.
然后施洗约呢, 他就有一个责任, 有一个事工, 是为了这个将要来的主, 为他预备的道路。
The physical temple that Zechariah was serving in was like a placeholder. A placeholder, like a deposit or something.
然后,
not in my notes, sorry.
在祭司在侍奉那个圣殿里面，其实是一个容纳其他地方的一个位置。
Kind of like my bookmarker here. Like a bookmarker.
就好像一个书签那样。
It holds the place. Or I think they do this a lot in Chicago. Like especially when it snows really bad and you shove out your parking spot, you put a chair there, right?
好像如果你在芝加哥落雪落好多，如果那裡很多雪，其實你放一張椅子，就是把椅子放在那裡，知道那裡就是落雪的地方，就好像聖殿一樣，其實知道這個聖殿就是將要來容納耶穌基督的一個地方。
Yeah, so that chair is telling everyone around me in the neighborhood that's my spot. My car goes in that spot.
咁就当你因为落雪嘅时候泊车好难受咧，你将张椅摆咗喺度咧，就知道嗰个泊车嘅地方就系我将要泊车嘅地方啦。So
the temple was telling the Jews that this is God's spot. This is His place. It's holding His place for Him.
然后对于犹太人讲咧，圣殿其实就系容纳神一个地方，就系天父。
And John the Baptist is going to come and he's going to tell people that God is coming to take the place of the temple, basically.
然后, 施洗約呢, 来到就要跟大家, 跟, 当时的犹太人讲, 天父来到, 神就来到那里, 去取代了那个, 圣殿。
And how would John do this?
施洗約怎麼做呢?
It's interesting, it says he'll turn the hearts of the fathers to their children.
然後在聖經裡面他說, 施洗約將父親轉向兒子。
Kind of tells me that maybe dads didn't care that much about their kids, which is kind of sad.
就即係好似話嗰啲父親咧，係唔係好關心個誒個嗰啲兒女嘅？咁係其實嘅好誒傷感嘅事情。
Which is also a message. I wasn't going to say this, but I don't have enough time. I'll say it anyway. Sorry. Message for the dads that how important it is to care for your children.
其實呢個係插開一個另外一個話題，就係要幾重要誒，父親係要關心佢個兒女咧。
Doesn't matter how old your kids are, little or old, you know, you got to care for your kids.
無論你個兒女係細個啊，或者好大個已經成人嘅，其實你都要關心你嘅兒女。
But the one I want to focus on is the other way that John is to prepare the way for the one true God to come into the presence is to call people to repent.
又不過另外一點咧，就其實使徒行傳嚟到咧，係叫人悔改。
Yeah, verses 16 to 17.
16, 17节里讲,
the turn from disobedience and turn toward God.
叫叛逆的人转从义人的智慧，又预备主合用的百姓。
They're called to follow God's ways.
然后是跟从神的道路。
Yeah, and these people, they're supposed to. And I mean, that's how they're going to prepare themselves when God visits them.
所以那些当时的人就应该这样预备好，当神来去再来去的时候。
And more than just a visit, it's to prepare them to live in God's presence.
不单只是当神来到，还是当神与他们同在一起生活的时候。
Now, was Zechariah ready for this message?
撒加利亚是不是已经知道这个信息是准备好了呢?
Yeah, not really.
好像不一定哦。
He doubted the angel Gabriel.
他怀疑天使加百列讲的。
And then he couldn't talk afterward.
他就变成了哑巴了。
So that's a warning for you and me that doubting God's message has consequences, some bad consequences.
咁对于我哋嚟讲都有警告，如果我哋怀疑神嘅信息，其实有一个后果。
And that goes not just for the message that God gave to Zechariah personally, but also for the message that John, his future son, was going to give people around him.
唔单止系天使加百利同撒加利讲嘅嗰啲。对于神的信息，而且还是施西约翰将要对于犹太人要讲救主来到的信息。
Yeah, so John's message was to prepare the people, calling them to repentance.
然后施西约翰的信息呢，就是要为主着预备道路，叫人去悔改。
Now what that did was it got the people anticipating God's arrival.
他这么讲呢，就是要人预备神將要臨到了。
They're like thinking about him.
想啊。
It's kind of like when you're anticipating an old friend coming to visit you.
即係好似諗一個老朋友嚟去探你咁樣。
It's like over Thanksgiving, my brother-in-law and his family, George, they came to visit me in Virginia.
喺感恩節當中咧，牧師嘅外父外母嚟探佢，去。
Yeah, my brother-in-law.
我brother-in-law。
Yeah, yeah, George.
佢嘅姻親嚟去探佢。
Yeah, if you guys went to that thing last night or last afternoon, he was the MC, George.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, go that lunch.
即係佢個姻親来到阻止来探佢。
Or maybe for you husbands, like around the time of your anniversary or your wife's birthdays, you're thinking about them.
或者是结婚周年纪念啊，或者你嘅太太或者你个先生嘅生日。
Or maybe for those of you who are single, you're thinking about that guy or girl that you're going to go out with. You're thinking about them.When the day is coming.
或者你哋如果单身嘅话，你哋如果有个约会嘅话，会谂下，咦，嚟紧嗰个男仔或者女仔 個情況。
Or for those of you who are even younger, maybe you're having a time with your best friend. You're thinking about them.
如果再細啲，或者你哋可能同啲朋友仔去玩嘅時候，你會諗下你朋友仔會點。
And what characterizes all these thoughts for these special people in our lives?
所以點就係你喺你腦海中點樣對於啲人有個特別嘅諗法。
You're thinking about what pleases them.
你諗樣點樣去取悦佢哋。
You're thinking about what makes them happy.
點樣可以令到佢哋開心。
You're thinking about, well, particularly like what people, what they need.
特別係知道佢哋需要乜嘢。
Everyone's a little different, right?
每個人都有啲唔一樣。
So you would change things just for that person or those people, those friends that are coming.
你會為咗每個人特別嘅喜好嚟改變。
If you're going on a date, you'll make sure your appearance looks good.
如果去一個約會，你會會等你即係外面個風光好睇啲。
Guys would make sure they're not smelly, right? Shaved.
男仔可能要沖涼啦，要剃鬚啦，唔會一身臭汗好大好臭咁啦。
Yeah, no offense to Elder David. he's got that mountain man beard.
如果冇剃鬚嘅就唔係冇對你唔係。
But you know, you get yourself ready to please the other person.
你將自己準備好去取悦第二個人。
That's what the people were supposed to do with the coming of the Lord.
呢啲係人應該準備嘅，當主再嚟嘅時候。
To repent.
去悔改。
To think about what God wants for them in their lives.
想想神要我哋喺我哋生命中要係乜嘢。
To think what would please the Heavenly Father when He's here.
我哋諗點樣去取悦神，當神嚟到我哋當中。
And there are lots of passages in the Bible about this.
在聖經當中有很多篇幅講到這件事情，這些事情。
Here's a clear one from Micah chapter 6.
在彌迦書第六章會講到。
Yeah, verse 8, you know, He has told you, O man, what is good. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness? And here's the important part, and to walk humbly with your God.
在彌迦書第六章第八節他說神是要你做什麼呢是要你謙卑與神同行。
So does that sound familiar to any of you today?
這些是不是對於你想起上來都很似曾相識的?
Like preparing yourself to be in God's presence.
然後準備自己當與神一起來的時候同在的時候。
For those who have trusted in Jesus Christ,And because of Jesus, you're reconciled to the Heavenly Father. I'm persuaded that this should be your attitude Monday morning.
然后即系如果你系已经相信神嘅，你系知道你系从神与神已经和好嘅话，其实你就系呢个就系你个态度。
Monday to Saturday night.
从星期一到星期六晚。
Because on Sunday today, you are in the presence.Of the Heavenly Father.
因为星期日的主日，我们是神与当我们崇拜的时候与神同在。
Yeah, don't just look around this room, this very humble room that we're in, and think, is God here? He is here.
你不要想看看周围，神是不是真的在这里呢？其实神真的与我们同在。
And it's not the place that makes an area special.It's the people. It's who's there.
不是那栋建筑物是令到人很特别，是谁在这里是令到我们特别。
I mean, just think about this. If someone famous came in here, like, you know, some movie star that everyone likes, wouldn't that make this room kind of special? Like, wow, he's been here, right?
想如果有个很出名的人，一个电影明星来到我们教会当中，你会觉得咦，这里很特别呢？
You know, not long ago, there was these two movie stars having a court case in Fairfax County, not far from where I live.
没多久之前有两个电影，有两个明星，他在一个法庭里面。
I can't remember their names right now. But I think you know who I'm talking about. They were on the news a lot. They were suing one another.
那兩個電影明星就是大家控訴大家，不過都好出名。
And but they were like well-known movie stars, and I was wondering why in the world are they having a court case in Virginia?
不知點解佢兩個明星喺維珍尼亞依個法庭裏邊有一個控訴嘅。
But I would drive home from the Child Evangelism Fellowship office, and I'll see a crowd outside the courthouse. I drive by the courthouse, and I said, "Oh, that must be those guys, those two movie stars there."
然後牧師喺佢嘅工作嗰、那個兒童工作裏邊，揸車翻屋企當中，經過嗰個法院嗰時候咧，見到一班人喺嗰度，咁佢諗，咦，嗰兩個人梗係喺嗰度啦。
And in my mind, I'm thinking, well, somehow because they have graced those halls of that courthouse, it made the courthouse special.
Because those 两个人令到那个法院很特别。
And you've seen this before. You go to some concert or you get someone's autograph or maybe some famous person like touches your cup of coffee or something. You're like, wow, I'm not throwing this cup away ever again. I'm keeping it. He touched it.
就好像你去一个音樂去聽音樂嗰陣時候，或者你去攞人嘅簽名嗰個音樂家簽名嘅時候，嗰個音樂家碰掂到你個咖啡杯嘅時候，你覺得依個咖啡好特別嘅，你唔想諗抌咗個咖啡杯。
It could be not even Starbucks coffee, it could be McDonald's。
唔一定係星巴克嘅咖啡，其實麥當勞咖啡都一樣。
They touched it, I'm keeping it。
由嗰啲出名嘅音樂嗰個音。妙書盡嚟到咧，其實我都會保持嗰個咖啡杯。
Guess what? The one true God is here.、那個、He makes this place shine.
邊個係令到依個地方係發光發亮咧？其實佢已經嚟到啦。
And here's something I don't have time to get into, but I've said this to other people before. You know, when you're worshiping on Sunday morning, you're not worshiping alone. It's not just us here, but you're joining that eternal worship service around the throne of God that you read about in Revelation.
我哋嚟到今日嚟到呢度崇拜，唔係我哋自己單每個人崇拜，我哋係聯合咗一個係永恆嘅好有榮耀嘅一切嘅主嚟崇拜。
Yeah, through faith in Jesus Christ, you are like mystically transported.To all those saints and angels around the throne, and you join your voices, even as you sang before, your voices join with all the other angelic voices around the throne. You're there with Jesus, the Father and the Spirit, with the saints like Moses and David, all those guys. You're there with them right now.
透過對於耶穌基督的信心，其實我們的崇拜不單止我們一樣，我們是跟天使、跟聖很多聖人一起，或者天上的耶穌基督一起，我們一起崇拜，我們其實跟他們一起。
And that's why it's so important to prepare yourself for Sunday.
因為這個緣故，我們是連於這個是宇宙中最榮耀的皇上，我們要準備我們星期日來到教會的崇拜。
You know, you're meeting the Heavenly Father.
你同天父有个约会。
He's the one that made the universe.
佢系创造宇宙嘅主。
You know, what are the things in your life that gets in the way?
有咩事喺你嘅生活中、生命中可以阻止你去同神有个聚会咧？
What are you willing to leave behind because it doesn't please God?
你有乜嘢喺生命中係唔取悦神嘅？你可以留低去，所以唔會阻住你同神聚會咧。
Those are the things that are keeping you from enjoying God. Enjoying. A lot of people don't think about that, but God wants you to enjoy being with Him.
嗰啲事情即係嗰啲神唔喜悅嘅事情，其實阻止你同與神有一個享樂嘅時間。
It's the second part of the catechism question.The first catechism question.
好似信約教條裏邊第二條嘅話
，You know the Westminster Shorter and Larger Catechism. What is man's primary purpose?
好似西敏寺嘅最大嘅教條裏邊第一個教條，最人嘅最大嘅目的係乜嘢
？To glorify God And as the larger catechism says, to fully enjoy him forever.
然后他的答案就是去荣耀神，就完完全全的去享受神。
Like when you're hanging out with someone special, wouldn't you want them to be happy with you?
你不是想他们都是一样那么开心呢？
You know, I'm sure that special person would want you to enjoy being in their presence, right?
其实你都觉得那个特别的人其实是很希望你当他一起同在的时候是一起可以享受。
Because when you are just tolerating them, it gets pretty awkward.
如果你觉得你是忍受他那个人的时候，你觉得就很奇怪了。
It doesn't make for a pleasant time and experience.
你不会觉得一个很愉悦的时间，一个经验。
Yeah, the Heavenly Father wants you to enjoy being around Him too.
由天父其实希望你与他一起享受的时间。
And there are things in our lives that kind of, it doesn't like necessarily stop it, but it makes it harder to enjoy God's presence.
在我们生命中有很多事情不一定是去阻停止我们同神的享受，不过可能会阻止我们到。
And it doesn't necessarily mean that those things are bad.
那些事情不一定是一个坏事。
But when we put those things above our Heavenly Father, it messes things up.
但是将你那些所谓好事放在神的上面，就将整个情形都弄到一团糟了。
We're going to need to reprioritize things.
我要重新再安排我们的优先次序。
Yeah, many of you know, I for those that know me for years, know I love guitars.
如果你认识牧师话，知道牧师系中意弹吉他嘅。
But when I put guitars above God, that's bad.
牧师将吉他即系玩弹吉他件事情放喺神上边咧，系一件坏事情。
And I confess, I do that from time to time. I'm just like looking at stuff like, wow, look at that.
有时佢都即系牧师，有时都不时中唔耐中都会玩会玩吉他嘅。
And next thing I know, I've taken my mind off God.
然后当佢沉醉于玩吉他嗰时咧，佢个心智就系离开咗神啦。
But God doesn't want that.
神唔想佢你咁样。
You know, he understands each one of you and me. We have lives during the week. We got to do stuff.
Because 神其实知道你嘅生活中有唔同嘅事情。
You know, just like you know, in my relationship with my wife Joyce, I know she got things to do.
即系好似牧师同太太一样，佢知道太太有唔同嘅事情要做。
But there are times during the day when I would. She's smiling. I will hope that we'll be able to sit down together and just kind of like I'm not sure how to say it, bond, like have a conversation together to find out how she's doing and to tell her how my day went.
哇！一日当中其实都有好多好唔同嘅时间，牧师系想同佢太太有个好联密嘅沟通。
So Sunday is like this grand party that we're supposed to be having before God. That the time set aside, that special time. That's why they call it the Lord's Day. It's kind of like when I go on a date with my wife Joyce, it'll be like our day. It'll be to spend together, you know, doing special things, whether it be walking in the park or just sitting around in a nice place, just talking.
就好似我哋讲嘅星期日，其实就系主日。主日系一个分别咗嘅日子，系特别系为咗神嘅。就好似牧师同太太，如果佢哋又有一段时间特别系分开嚟嘅咧，嗰段时间就系净系为咗牧师同埋佢哋太太啦。
Yeah, today is God's special day. So what are some things we gotta do to get ready to reprioritize?
今日是神的特别日子，我们要做什么是要重新安排我们的优先次序呢？
One thing I could think of is like your daily time with God.
一個和兩牧師想到的就是我們每日的時間是那個靈修的時間。
You know, that gets pushed off to the side. I got too many things to do. I'll spend time with God later during the day.
每日靈修的時間很多時候我都放在一邊，因為我有很多其他很忙的事情要做。
Prayer is another thing.
然後祈禱都是。
A lot of times, you know, back when I was seminary, they said, yeah, one way to humble someone is to ask how much they pray. Right? And I was like, yeah, that's right.
就好像牧師在讀神學院的時候，有人可以問他，你因為提到幾次啊，就諗到自己其實喺讀書時間、祈禱時間就冇咁多啦。
And another thing is learning more about your faith in Jesus.
就想想你自己喺神裏邊嘅信仰係點樣。
But learning it well enough so you can share your faith with someone.
咁你要認識你自己信仰係幾多，要認識好啲，咁你可以同其他人分享。
So that you will have a reason for the hope that you have, that people will see that joy in your face.
咁你係有一個原因，你個盼望係乜嘢？咁好似喺彼得前書咁講，有人問你們心中盼望的緣由，就要常準備以温柔敬畏的心回答各人。
And before each one of you get all depressed, if you think about reflecting your life, like I was doing, I reflect on my life too, right? Got to walk the talk, right?It could be a little depressing, like, man, my life is screwed up.
即如果你年紀大了，你回想你一生的話，究竟我一生做了什麼，有時好像很沮喪的，因為好像我生活當中很多事都可以搞到亂七八糟的。
Remember that your Heavenly Father loves you.
記得天父是愛你的。
Like, there's things I want my kids to learn.
牧師想知道佢嘅，想令到佢佢嘅兒女去學啲嘢。
And they don't always learn that well.
佢唔一定會學到喎。
So what do I do as a daddy?
如果作為父親嘅話，佢會點做咧
？I help them because I love them. I care about them.
又作為父親會幫助佢哋，佢會關懷佢哋，因為父親係愛佢哋嘅。
With the Heavenly Father, there's mercy and grace.And also help, they'll help you.
由天父有恩典同埋怜悯，同埋会关怀佢哋。
He calls not just sinners but also saints to repentance.
天父系唔单止叫罪人悔改，其实所谓圣人佢都要悔改。
And you find this in Jesus Christ.
你喺基督当中会谂得到。
Repentance, forgiveness.Restoration,
悔改、原諒同埋同神和好。
And ever since John the Baptist walked this earth, he's been calling people to repentance in the name of Jesus.
自從施洗約翰喺出世之後，佢都係叫人悔改，然後與神同行。
He didn't recognize Jesus at first.
最初施洗約翰唔認得耶穌。
But God gave him a sign so that he would know.The Christ, who the Christ will be.
不過神俾施洗約翰一個表徵，知道耶穌基督係即嚟要嘅救主係邊個。
I mean, he knew of Jesus growing up because they're cousins. But was Jesus the Messiah, the Christ?
施洗約翰認識耶穌，因為佢哋係表兄弟。不過佢唔知道耶穌係將要嚟嘅救主。
He wasn't necessarily sure.
佢唔一定好肯定知道啊。
But God said, when the one that you baptize and you see the Holy Spirit descend upon them like a dove, he is the one. And John the Baptist saw this. He was telling other people, there he is. He's the one.
然后天父同施洗约翰讲，当你系为嗰个人施洗时候，有圣灵好像甲子落到佢身上咧，嗰个就系将要嚟嘅救主。然后施洗约翰就对其他人讲，耶稣就系嗰位将要嚟嘅救主。
Yeah, so there's forgiveness, not just for the sinner, but also for the saint that has their life out of order.
宽恕不单止对于罪人来讲，其实对于所谓圣人来讲都是一样。
And for those of you who are like still on the fence, undecided about Jesus Christ, stop doubting.
对于你现在还是犹豫不决的，还未想清楚的话，其实你可以停止你的怀疑。
believe and trust in Jesus right now. Don't doubt like Zechariah doubted.
相信和信任神，不要好像撒加利那样是怀疑神。
Gabriel disciplined Zechariah with temporary muteness.
天使加百利是对于撒加利亚有一个哑巴的一个教训。
Doubting Jesus' message of mercy and forgiveness leads to eternal punishment.
如果怀疑耶稣基督那些宽恕的教训的话，其实对于你的永恒是永恒的一个惩罚。
So are you ready to be in God's presence?
你没准备好与神同在呢？
Because he's here right now, full of grace and truth.
因为神就与我们同在，有恩典，有怜悯。
Turn your hearts back to the Lord. That's the first step.
第一步骤，将你心转向神。
Repent and receive God's forgiveness in Jesus Christ. That's the second step.
第二步就是悔改和接受神的宽恕。
And then glorify God and enjoy God in His fullness.
做荣耀神和与神享受在祂的完全备的救恩当中。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for this day.
天父，我们感谢我们今天。
In the midst of the fog and mist, you shine through.
就算今天的天气怎样，你的光是射到我们当中。
And we thank you to have this privilege to be with you this morning.
感谢神，我们这样有这样的恩典，可以来到与你一起。
I pray, Father, for your Holy Spirit to continue to work in our lives to know you.
神啊，你的圣灵是在我们生命中常常作工。
And convict us of the areas of our life that need to be reprioritized.
引导我们知道我们生命中每一件事情应该是重新再安排我们的优先次序。
So that we would enjoy you, Father.
我们去享受神。
That's how it's supposed to be.
这个是理所当然的。
We pray, Father, that your name would be glorified through every single person in here.
我们求神你的名在每一个人当中是被高举荣耀。
Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
我们感谢神，奉主耶稣的圣名。
Amen.